Welcome to the Big Band and Swing Podcast, brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com.
Well, the band would like to play right now. We have an arrangement whipped up of Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Would you like to hear it?
You bet we would.
And here's the downbeat.
Little version of Begin the Begin by Skenny Ennis. That recording is from a 1945 episode of the show Downbeat. Again, welcome back to yet another episode of the Big Band and Swing Podcast. I'm your host, Ronaldo. Today I have some tasty tracks from the Crew Chiefs, Louis Prima, and a soundie by June Richman. But first, let's get to some listener mail.
Now hear this. Now hear this. Mail call. Mail call.
This one comes from Charlie, who listens to the podcast in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a bit of a long one, so I trimmed it down a bit, but I think you'll get the gist. He writes, Ronaldo, been enjoying the podcast, listening from episode 1, and I'm now on about episode 95. I love your story about how you got interested in this music. The guy you described sounded just like my dad, a World War II veteran. Now, if you haven't heard that episode yet, check it out. I explained some of the things that led me into becoming a big band fan, and I think you'll like that episode. So he writes a bit about his love of V-discs, and then continues. Let's just say I was getting sick of my own Spotify playlists and stumbled upon your podcast there, which seems to no longer be on Spotify, so I'm using Podbean now. It's about all I listen to in the car these days. I look forward to catching up to your most recent episodes and hearing them soon after you produce them. And thanks so much for introducing me to Soundies. I'm getting my fill of those on YouTube. Keep up the great work. This music deserves to be preserved and shared with future generations. Charlie from Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, thank you so much for your email, Charlie. I wish I could have read the whole thing on the podcast, but I want to get back to the music. And I'm going to do that right now, starting with Bugle Woogie by Glenn Miller from January of 1941.
Now Marion sings one for the boys at Chanute Field, Illinois, who are an important cog in our country's aviation department. Boys, I don't know if you know about the woogie, but I know you know about what the bugle means. Anyway, here's the Bugle Woogie.
You gotta get up, you gotta get up. Get on your feet right to the beach. You gotta get up, the Bugle Woogie is calling you. You'd have to be dead if rhythm jumping at you didn't go to your head. The Bugle Woogie is calling you. If you dig this kind of jiving, that's the mood you should arrive in. The milkman's matinee was never quite like this. We get a training that Harlem would miss. So get in the groove and starting to move. Take it slow and make me know how much you approve. The Bugle Woogie's calling you.
To that stomping at the Savoy is mighty fine, but right now I'd like to do a bit of rocking, so Fletcher, let's rock. Let's rock.
Thank you. Covering the sports news in this great sports-loving country is a job that must be done in high gear, at top speed. Until the presses actually start, a sports editor is keyed to work under tension. Then there's a letdown, and that's when a lift sure is welcome. Stuart Cameron, crack sports editor of the famous Press Association, says,
"Man, what a delightful lift in energy I get with a Camel when I'm tired. They help boost my energy over the tough spots. I know a lot of America's great athletes intimately. Lou Gehrig, Lenore Kite Wingard, Bill Tilden, Ralph Guldall, Buster Crabb, Gene Sarazen, Carl Hubble. And it's mighty impressive how the champions agree that Camel sure hit the spot."
Sports editor Cameron knows how to pick champions. And he knows his stuff when it comes to cigarettes because he says,
"I'd walk a mile for a Camel."
We think one of the high spots of our show each week is the fine music of Henry Russell and his orchestra. Today, he's added the crew chief to his gang, and they're going to give a new lift to a grand old tune, "I Never Knew."
I never knew I could love anybody, baby, like I'm loving you. I could not realize what a pair. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, ba 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 ba, like I'm loving you.
Never Knew by the Crew Chiefs from a July 1947 episode of a show called Front and Center. We also heard Let's Rock by Fletcher Henderson from September of 1945 and Bugle Woogie by Glenn Miller. We also learned that sports writers love Camel cigarettes. Who knew? Up next, a soundie called Mr. Jackson from Jacksonville by June Richman. This was released to Panorams in June of 1945.
Who's that guy the gals all go for? Pawn their rings and spend their dough for. Hardest playboy on the hill. Mr. Jackson from Jacksonville. With his hair all slick and greasy, makes the chicks fall oh so easy. Always smart and dressed to kill, Mr. Jackson from Jacksonville. The other cats don't stand a chance whenever he's around. Cause when it comes to real romance, he really puts it down. Say, he's got a line of jive that's groovy, comes on like a Wild West movie, guaranteed to give a thrill, Mr. Jackson from Jacksonville.
You move too fast. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music should be swayed instead of swung? Take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, slow if you please. The lights are low, the music sweet. I should be melting in your arms like a ginger Rogers. But you think you're at Evans Field for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The moon is low, the stars are bright, and it's inspiring me romantically. But you think that you're gonna work right on the BMT. Take it easy. Don't you know you're not supposed to make a rumba jump? Take it easy. Slow it down a bit before you hit another bump. Take it easy. Hey, take it easy. When I'm in a mood that's dreamy, must you Lindy Hop? Take it easy. Don't forget that I'm your partner, not a traffic cop. If they play it any hotter, it would not be very moderate. It's more romantic when it's more legato. Every time I try to sweeten it, you go and put the heat in it. You've got my heart a-beating too staccato. Take it easy, you're too far away for me to whisper in your ear. Take it easy, don't you know that Bruce will often all his boys will hear? Slow down, take your time, hold on, take your time, what's your rush? Take your time, sit up! Why won't you take it easy?
When you hear people talking about smoking these days, this is apt to be the conversation.
Say, this cigarette tastes different.
Well, that's because it's a Camel. The Camel people pay millions of dollars more for choicer tobaccos.
Well, this is good going. I'd say that people must appreciate the fact that Camel uses costlier tobaccos.
Well, you know, Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America.
And he's right. Camel's matchless blend of finer, more expensive tobaccos, Turkish and domestic, does make a difference. Camels are the largest selling cigarette in America or in the world.
Our breathtaking infield, the four modern heirs, get together for a little vocal endorsement of spinach. They say, hooray for spinach, and I say, boys, please, get two.
As a kid, I hated spinach in all its ilk. I abominated cod liver oil and milk.
That was simply that, and I'd leave them flat, though you stuck a gat at my brow. But I must admit, my opinion's different now.
Hooray for spinach, hooray for milk. They put the roses in your cheeks off the silk. They helped complete you till I could meet you, baby. Hooray for sunshine, hooray for air. They put the permanent in your curly hair. They helped to raise you till I could praise you, baby. Bless the summer that freckled your nose. Those galoshes that sheltered your toes.
Bless the fella who taught you to kiss. If he had a hand in teaching you to kiss like this.
Hooray for spinach, it took you far. Bless all the nourishment in each candy bar. They helped you grow up till I could show up and love you as you are. Hooray for spinach. Ray, ray, ray for spinach. Put it on your diet and try it. The best food in the land.
Spinach, the vegetable that satisfies, presents Paul Vitamin and his orchestra. Lionel Bicep, the strongest man in the world, says about our product.
Why, say, spinach is a gorgeous green little vegetable. I eat it 3 times a day. It makes me feel so zippy.
Donald Duck, motion picture star, says about our product.
Well, this is where we rest and rest and spirit. Here we go, we rest, spirit, here we go, we spirit, spirit, spirit.
Thanks, Don. And now, our distinguished visitor from the Far East, Honorable Fu.
Honorable Fu, say, spinach and rice, really nice. Only like a second, all the time, whole time.
Here's Charlie T. Greetings, Gate. Can we put a little spinach on your plate?
Why, yes, why sure, pass some my way.
Now there's a cheer that you don't hear too often. Hooray for Spinach by the Modern Heirs. That performance was from a May 1939 episode of Paul Whiteman's Chesterfield program. We also heard A Soundie by June Richman and Take It Easy by Marion Hutton from 1946. Hey, I have a question for you. Do you enjoy this fine podcast? Do you value the time that I spend cleaning up these tracks and the research I do? If so, consider supporting my work by becoming a Hepcat supporter. You can learn more at supportswing.com. And also feel free to email me anytime at swingcityradio@gmail.com. Who knows, I might just read your email right here on the podcast. So I have two more songs to play for you today. The first being I'll Walk Alone by Louis Prima, and then Mabel Mabel by Hal McIntyre. Until next week, be sure to stay healthy. Now, if you're overdue for a checkup, just go pick up that phone right now and make an appointment today. Be sure to keep smiling, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening today.
In the soft spotlight, Louis Prima. In the footlights, Lillian Carroll. And in the limelight, a romantic song, I'll Walk Alone.
I'll walk alone, because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. Walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams with fashion and eyes. You held me tight. I'll always be near you, wherever you are, each night in every prayer. If you call, I'll hear. Walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. I'll always be near you wherever you are, each night in send your love and your kisses to me till you're walking beside me. I walk alone, 'cause you know I don't wanna stroll apart with anyone else but you.
Boston Bomber, Johnny Turnbull. The kid's been rehearsing all afternoon and he'd like to sing. All right, here he is. Hal McIntyre, the band, and Mabel, Mabel.
Mabel, Mabel, sweet and able. Take your elbows off the table. Go on out and get yourself a guy. Mabel, Mabel, stop your moping. You won't get nowhere by hoping. If you want a guy, you gotta try. Listen to mama, gals. Sunny honeymoon. Mabel, Mabel, sweet and able. Take your elbows off the table. Go on out and get yourself a guy. Able, Take your elbows off the table. Go on out and get yourself a guy.
Thank you so much for listening to the Big Band and Swing Podcast. Don't forget to follow this podcast, and please feel free to leave me a 5-star review. Also, if you'd like to help support the Big Band and Swing Podcast, simply go to supportswing.com and consider becoming a Hepcat. That web address again, supportswing.com. If you'd like to email me your comments, questions, or would just like to say hello, you can email me anytime at swingcityradio@gmail.com or through my website at bigbandpodcast.com. The recordings played on this podcast, to the best of my knowledge, are considered public domain. The recordings have been cleaned up, edited, and touched up only to increase the enjoyment for the listener, and I do my best to credit the performers during the podcast. Please email me with any copyright concerns. I take great care to only use recordings, song versions, and other audio materials that are considered public domain, but I am only human, so let me know of any issues. The Big Band and Swing Podcast is recorded, edited, and produced at Swing City Studios and brought to you by SwingCityRadio.com. And as always, thank you so much for listening.